So hi everyone, welcome back once again. So today we have a very special guest with all of us, Kalpana, and today we're going to talk about nutrition and like how important nutrition is for all of us in terms of keeping ourselves healthy. So now, Kalpana, just tell us something about this.
Hi, first of all, hi everyone, and thank you so much for inviting Sir Daulat. And I have done with bachelor's in clinical nutrition and dietetics and postgraduate diploma in diabetes education. So I'm specialized with diabetes, and currently I'm doing MSc in dietetics and food service management.
So like how everything was started, like how suddenly you started this way? Like it was in your mind that you want to do your, like you have to pursue your career in this food and health industry?
No, initially I wasn't, I would say, but gradually when I started my education and the subjects were really attracting me, like nutrition through life cycle, a lot of subjects were, you know, I thought this subject is something, at that time people did not have more scope on the subject. So even I wasn't much aware about the nutrition thing. But once I started learning things, and we had a lot of projects where we, initiate the awareness classes to the small kids or to the school. So that is how I got passionate with the subject, and this is how my career started.
That's good. Because we all...
And I just did not stop it after that.
Because we all have some sort of experience when we come to... When we generally go to any particular field. Like when I started my journey in this field, like I've never thought that I will be doing something like this. Like I used to play cricket, then all in sudden, I was not able to perform well. Then I have to switch my career. Then I started with this fitness and things. And gradually, like you have never have an idea that how the things are changed. Suddenly, I entered into this field and made a lot of people. I had a lot of talks, and I came to mind that this is something which is very important in all of our life. Like if we want to keep ourselves healthy and active, definitely it will help us in other part of our life, whether it's professionals, emotional. So is there something with you, because when you study your educations, like it's all started that you had an idea that you're going to pursue your study in this field. There is something like some kind of story behind you that which drives you in this study.
So I tend to when I was educating kids or educating the people about health and food and nutrition, the importance of nutrition in their lifestyle, and when they came back with a review, you told me this and this really helped me. The kind of satisfaction which I received, that made to yes, this is what I want in my life.
That's how. Because generally, yes, when we start in this kind of fields, and when we meet people, and when people get actually benefit the kind of advice you give, like
yes,
the kind of feeling,
the satisfaction is something
beyond your expectations.
Yeah, we cannot explain it in words.
So can you explain
the blessings?
Like one of the stories which you had with your clients? Like the way you have just suggested the nutrition things and how they get happy and how they interacted with you. So some kind of emotion moment like that, can you share with us?
Okay, I would like to talk about my first client who was pre-diabetic, which had he had a lot of deficiencies as well, as he was a vegetarian and back pain, a lot of issues. So, and he was an overweight as well. So gradually I educated him, there is a lot of misinformation about the food and nutrition. If it is weight loss, people are just focused. They just know about different type of diet, but they are not much aware. Like you can eat your whole food, the home food, and then also you can cure all the conditions or manage your conditions. So when I started educating him about the food and how the food which you eat can also benefit you. Okay, so gradually, like after 5 to 6 months, when his pre-diabetic got reversed, all his deficiencies came under control, and he got around like 15 to 16 kgs of weight loss.
That's great.
He was very, very happy. Yes, from maybe like from XL to he came to S or M. So he was very, very happy. So that's when I understood that happiness was like my own happiness. Okay. And this is how it went. And I also handled like menopause, like age 40 plus clients who also go through depression and stress and a lot of mood swings.
So what exactly happened?
When you just deal with the client, which is more like 40. So what is your psychological mentality to handle this client?
See, one is either they are working or if they are a housewife. At that time, like when they are going through menopause, there is a lot of hormonal changes. So they have a lot of other symptoms like PMS symptoms, hot flashes, irritation, mood swings. They cannot understand what is happening or the work which they used to do before, that doesn't happen after that age. So themselves, what to say, like they feel very irritated after that time. So educating them, the food which has connection with the mood and whatever your mood swings or hormonal imbalance can be managed through the food. Okay, when you educate about the importance of the lifestyle, that works. So because yes, they do have those symptoms.
Because when I work with the clients, they are very highly concerned about the exercises. Like they ask that I'm doing this, I'm working on 5 to 7 days, I'm working my abs, but still I'm not getting my six packs, or I want to reduce my weight, I'm not getting the results. So even I said again and again that like 80% is your nutrition. Like if you focus on your nutrition, then you will get to the result. Otherwise, no matter how much time you spend in the gym, it's all about your nutrition.
Everything, top to bottom, you need nutrition. Mentally, so like, physically, emotionally.
So you have clients something like that, like they are so aggressive, like they wanted to have the result and they're asking you some, like again and again over the same thing over and over again. So what kind of, how you deal that kind of situations? Because generally we have this kind of clients. So we recommend them a specific nutrition guide, a specific workout, but they again ask the same thing, that how, sir, how we are going, we are not getting the results, what we should do extra more to get the result fast. I hope you have got this the same kind of situation from your clients also.
Yes, obviously. But first we need to make them understand nutrition is beyond your abs or your weight. So nutrition is how you feel, right, and how you, you know, able to handle any situation mentally and emotionally, you're fit or not. So again, at this moment, that is very, very important. And one more thing, if you are following a good diet and having a good lifestyle, consistency is the key. Obviously, okay, many 100%. People just get demotivated and just give up. No, that doesn't happen. If you are following a diet which you're feeling good, it is sustainable, for sure you will achieve your result. But you need to have some patience. So we need to 100%. Make them understand that.
Yeah, that's the most important things, like nutrition and consistency. Because if you be consistent for less time, you won't get the result. You have to do every single day the same thing over and over again. And what I feel, what I have experienced after talking to the people, they somehow or some the other, they like this kind of situations. When it's come to this situation, being consistent on that time, it's very difficult to keep them motivated to just tell them that it will work. You have to work on a regular basis and just focus on your daily process. It will work.
Process. Yes.
Yeah. Process is everything. So like now I will move to the next question, that how was your first feeling? Like, how was your feeling when you got your first client? Like, the excitement
obviously
you had.
Obviously, very happy.
Because something started like new. Like, you have never approached anyone for just providing the consultancy in terms of nutrition. So, like, what was your thought process? What was your approach? The way you interacted with the people? How was your thought process? And from where you got
first, it was actually a mixed emotions, I would say, because people are with a lot of either misinformation or with a lot of information.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, they just know a little bit and they take it, you know, what to say. They just think some other thing. They don't know the whole complete process of a metabolism or something. They don't understand it.
Understand that,
And there are like a lot of different diets going on. like 10 days detox diet, shake diet. Mm. And when you talk about the importance of nutrition, okay, or when you're going to tell them, no, the home food which you're going to eat, that itself is going to help you for your weight loss or for any of your managing your disease condition. Yeah. First, I actually felt a little bit nervous, like, will they understand? But once, when I started educating them, yes, they understood. Yes. The shakes or the 10 days diet or anything which you're not able to follow for a longer time, that is not in use for any meal. So nutrition or the home food is the best.
And how you recommend your clients, like, for the cheat days? Like, definitely they will ask you that, like, I'm following this diet for a week, 2 weeks, but sometimes I'm craving for having those foods. So how you deal with that also?
So why do you need cheat day, first of all? So only when you are following some strict diet or you're not going off the diet. So nutrition is not about just following a specific diet, like you're not supposed to have this or that. Not, it doesn't work like that. You should be on a balanced form. But whenever, whatever you're eating on a portion. That's important.
That's right.
So you're following the diet, you have the you will achieve your target a little bit sooner. You want to have a lot of cheat meal every day or weekly twice, then your target will be a little far. So it just depends how fast you want your target.
That's really great, because even I also recommend the same thing, but there are, I get some client, I know they totally trust me. That's why they're asking me over and over again. They believe on us. That's why they're asking me. So I got and I explained these things. And again, the next time they ask the same thing. So how you deal this? Like, you said something and then again they're asking. Then again they're asking. So you bring some kind of modification in the routine to make them that, yeah, I have brought something new for you in this diet, so you can follow that one. Or you
first we have to understand, like, why do they want cheat meal, or do they have any kind of cravings, or they are dealing with some eating disorder? That's again very important. If it is craving, so why they are having the craving? Are they not having fruit or any dry fruit, or what kind of cravings they have? And if they are talking about pizza or burger, it's fine. 15 days once, yes, you can. It's better if you choose some unrefined processed food. For example, like now we have spinach ka burger, or what we say, lettuce, or made with wheat or multigrain. You can go with that. If you want to have the maida or the refined pizza, then just be on portion and you have it once. It's enough. Be very mindful about what you're eating. That's again important. We cannot say, like, strictly, no, you're not going to have. No, that will not work.
No. It's fine. No, balance diet is everything. Like, if you balance in your diet, if you're taking the right nutrition, and along with the workout you are involved, right? If you stick with that, so you can easily have it according to your activity, according to nutrition. So I totally agree with you in this. So now a lot of people who are watching this, like most of in our community, they are also wants to be a nutritionist. So what is your advice? Like, is it necessary that they have to qualify for having a special degree and then they can be a nutritionist, or on the basis of experience? So what do you prefer? It's based on experience or it's all about qualifications?
First thing, yes, I do. I'm a qualified, so I would always prefer the qualified dietitian.
That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking, because you are qualified. And what do you think? Like, what about the experience? Like, some people, they don't have
qualifications. And the second thing is, first thing is we learn more about the metabolism or the biochemistry, microbiology. Hmm. There are a lot more subjects in the qualification, not in the certified or any other things from wherever. Like, they are just gonna, they are just passionate and they have done some other degree. And if they are entering, maybe they work for the weight loss, but I don't think completely for emotionally or how the metabolism works, or I prefer, like, without at least a month of hospital experience, they would not understand the emotional thing what a client can go through.
That's right, 100% right. Because when clients, you have a client, You experience their emotional level, how the struggles are they going. So you are already getting trained for those kind of situations to handle the client.
Yes.
That's right.
That
That's
doesn't happen in other type other, of whoever other. Is happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Call them as because, a dietitian.
Because in my case, I'm not a professional dietitian or a nutrition expert. Whatever I have learned over the 6-7 years, it was all through practice. I was involved into the sports. There we get a proper guidance that this is what we have to follow. And then later down that it comes to this nutrition, a workout field. There we had a lot of clients. So while training, while following the diets on ourselves, we start recommending the same thing to other people.
See, obviously there is CPD programs, like continuous learning program. So continuous professional development courses.
Oh.
Okay, where you can go get into some little courses and learn about certain disease conditions, or there are some few. Okay. I'm not saying wrong if anybody is educating or giving the diet plan for their weight loss. That's not an issue unless and until you are guiding them wrong.
Yeah, obviously. Okay? We have whatever
because certainly advice. There are people who don't understand emotionally what the other person is going through. They just give a diet plan just for a sake or for a business purpose, or just they want a weight loss. They had that, they followed that specific diet, they got it, and if they are providing the same, that will not work.
Yeah, 100%. It's absolutely right that having a right qualification is very more important. Then you would be able to understand that
a very vast aspect. Yes.
Because we all think the a lot. Because all the person are different from one another. Maybe one person is emotionally very strong, but the other one is not. So you have to understand that what kind of situation he or she is going through. According to that, once you understand, once you have that clinical knowledge background, so you can able to understand his situation, his condition, and then you can adjust whatever knowledge, whatever advice you're going to do in the right way and according to his situations. So in this, it's having clinical knowledge is really very important. So for those of you watching,
a little bit of hospital experience, work great.
So listen, those of you watching me, please listen to Kalpana, that she's saying that having a little bit clinical knowledge is very important. I do understand that you have a lot of experience working with trainers, training, working with a lot of people. You have gained experience about the nutrition and workouts, but have a little bit hospital experience. I hope, Kalpana, hospital experience obviously. Also gave you emotional attachment, so you can able to do in a much better way.
Yes. So, Kalpana, a much empathetic more? Way.
Yeah.
And they can join to some CDP programs, which is happening, where they talk about the research of the certain conditions and all. That also helps.
Like, is there any institutions who provide this kind of CDP programs?
We can get it in the Google CDP programs. There are a lot more. And even in the Udemy, they are doing it.
So any other advices to know those new nutritionists coming out in the industry? So what is your key note you want to give to them all? That how
so it depends.
If they are
coming from a certified degree, I think they have been like much more, the way of communication is much more greater than the people who's coming from the qualified background.
Yeah.
Okay, because what happens in certified, they just teach them all, this is how it works, and that's it. But in the qualification, that doesn't work like that. And we are not guided on that way. We learn a lot of subjects and we have to make it assemble to the one, and we have to speak about it. So especially for the qualified people, I would like to say is whatever you have studied, it works. Don't fear like other one or the certified people are entering into the industry and the things are going wrong. No, do not panic. Just trust your qualification, trust your studies.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's fine. You have experience or not. You have the qualification. And of course, when we have qualification, we go through the internships, which happens in hospital. Okay. It's not like we are straightly entering and, taking care of a client. No, we have seen the patients.
This is something new for me because I thought that when it's only in medical field, like when you are doing MBBS or you are in your medical field, then you can able to do for internship like this. Like there is a program for nutrition also, like you go for the internship in clinical stuff also, no?
Yes, this is what the qualification means. You have to go internship to an hospital. Either it may be an hospital or to a restaurant, hotel. It depends on which we are having an interest to.
So most of the time...
But that is must. Hospital internship is must for us.
So most of the time, I get a lot of questions. Like we have an experience. Some of them are qualified and they ask me that I'm not getting client. How should I approach? How should I get a client? Like this is one of the most biggest concern for those upcoming nutritionist experts and those who are involved in a nutrition field for the last 5 to 6 years. They're saying that I'm not getting client. What should I do? So what do you
say? The first thing is actually we try to go into an ethical way because there are certain things which we are not supposed to, you know, just talk. Like, are you seeing the Instagram reels? Even I'm struggling a little bit hard to upgrade that skill. What happens is they just give it in a small 5 points. This is it is. But we have so much, maybe 2-3 big books about one line. Okay. Obviously, and we are used to, we are used to that content writing type, article type, writing type. So when it comes to the trend, current trend, that is the reason the qualified people are struggling little hard. And I think like just work, you get people through references, not
Yeah, that's one is 100% right. Because whatever clients I have, that's most of through references.
And yes, through references.
And also like I always recommend them that when you are struggling for the clients, like you have to just come up in front of this platform. If you say, if you don't showcase your skill, that knowledge you have on this platform, then no one's going to know about you, that what qualification, what knowledge you have about in the particular field. Like if you're a nutritionist, you are making videos, you are educating people that this is what they have to do in terms of weight loss. So you have to use this social media platform, which is completely free. So this is what I recommend.
You have to upgrade the skill. If they are doing it, for sure, they will have a lot of friends.
Because these platforms play a very important role. Because I get clients from this platform. I just upload a video. Some videos go viral. Some videos not go viral. But those videos get viral. I get one or two clients from them. So this is how it's work. But when I talk with them, they say that we want result fast. We want result fast. We want result fast. So what do you say in this? They want result fast to get clients.
Keep working hard and try to get the points which nobody has shared. Not the repeated one, something new, specialized, get specialization in one particular disease condition and try to share the same for a whole month and be consistent with whatever you're doing. I think that really works, being consistent. Okay, yeah, like for example, even if I talk about myself, so even I am new to the social media, this real trend. Okay. So I was just being very consistent for a week, posting all the videos, all the content and all. So in a week, maybe I got like 50 to 55 followers.
That's great.
Okay. So that's
slowly you just is need getting
to,
up.
Yes.
Be consistent.
You just if need you to be consistent with the thing and trust your process, trust your qualification. You know everything. It's fine. The world is full of competition. People are being very competitive. It's fine. Just do your work. It will pay it off. That's what.
That's right. That's really great. So for those of you listening to this, please follow whatever Kalpana said. Like it's all about consistency. Have a proper knowledge. Share something unique. Like everybody sharing the same content. But what new you bring to their life? What value you can produce? On the basis of that, definitely you will get client, you will get business, whatever your goal is. So just try to provide value to your audience, the people you want to serve. So this is what I want to say. And Kalpana, you, any advice
that
to
those who are listening?
So like, it's great to talking to you.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who don't know Kalpana, please go and check. Go and check her profile. You will find her on Instagram and she shared a very valuable content on the platform.
And yes, I have a page named called NutriWings Wellbeing.
Can you please tell us about your like your former presence on this social media platform? Like, you have your website, you have your like Instagram page, Facebook page. So just tell everyone about it.
So currently, I'm just flourishing in Instagram with the name of NutriWings Wellbeing. And yes, I'm also trying to be consistent and trusting my qualification. Yes, at initial stage, I was a little bit panicking because people with no degree giving a lot of information about nutrition. So I started panicking, like, what's happening? But then I thought, it's fine. So I have to trust my studies, my knowledge, my qualification, my experience. It is possible. And I'm just trying to do the same. So that would be my best and first advice to everyone. And second thing is, try to open your social media in all the platform, like right from website, Facebook, Instagram. It's not like everything you need to do at one shot. It's fine. Be slow, but do one by one. Like first, I just entered into Instagram. And second, I'm just trying to, you have helped me for the website. So I'd like to mention about it. So he has helped me for the website. He makes website. So thank you so much for that. And again, I'm working on for it and for the blog and article thing. And then the third thing will be on for my Facebook. And try conducting webinars on certain specific conditions. It's not only weight loss. There are a lot more conditions people are struggling with. So we can create webinars. And even if you get one client, give your best, educate them well. The references will be coming through them only. So definitely. I purely get all my references through the people which I have seen before, which have seen educated them before, or if they have lost some weight or anything, any disease management, they give reference through that indirectly. I get it. So this is this is how things work. So
because in this field, reference plays the most important thing. Because if you have one client, you give your best, definitely that client's going to bring a lot of value, a lot of clients, other clients also for you.
So yes, be very motivating,
really motivating,
be consistent, empathetic to the clients. That really works.
100%.
If you have no empathy, then if you're not understanding what client is going through, then that will not work. So you should understand your client and work accordingly.
Thank you. Thank you, Kalpana, for sharing your thoughts. Just letting people know about the importance of nutrition and the kind of value you give in. That how they should plan, because many of the people are very concerned and very confused because they're not getting clients. So you have given a very good idea that what they should focus on. Like, they have to bring the value, they have to provide something unique, because everything is everybody's providing information, but which one is right? You have to provide the right information with some backup proof, because whatever you are providing is not something randomly. So this is like having a clinical knowledge is very important. For those of you watching and those who want to take any kind of service like nutrition, they can also go for the qualified people, those who are qualified in a specific. So this is something really great. Thank you. Thank
and
you for
especially
sharing your...
like people, if they are going through some disease management, I prefer better go to a qualified one. Do not go with someone who has gone through the food, what they ate, it's not necessary. It will also suit you. So all the DNAs are different. The genes are different. I and you, like, we both are different.
So thank you. Thank you, Kalpana. Thank you so much for joining this platform. We appreciate you. We will have you again and again whenever we get a demand. So we will have you again. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I hope I have given a little bit of things what you're expecting.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Only any specific subject, if you would like to know for sure, you can.
Definitely we'll get back to you. Definitely we'll get back to you. This is not the end. We'll have more something more like this.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Yeah, take
care. Ta-da.
Bye.
Ta-da. Bye-bye.
So how was your day?
Yeah, it is going good. How about you?
Everything is good, yeah.
How's things there? Everything's fine?
Yeah, it's quite good. It's in reopening everything's. So everything's good. So let's start. Are you excited?
Yeah, sure.